Good afternoon, thank you everybody. I am from Bangladesh, A.K. Ajad. Now I am doing a profession as a professor in the University of Rajshahi, Bangladesh. Now I would like to present my presentation. The title of my research work is Effects of Mulching and Micronutrient Management on Growth and Yield of Onion. My other co-authors are Edward Biron Soren and Juan Carlos Diaz Perez and Toria Yel Jawal Eton. They are helped from here in writing and many methodology. They are help still now. The background of my research works is onion is one of the most important spices crops as well as vegetable crops in the world, as including Bangladesh. And the total annual production in our country, Bangladesh, is very low compared to other countries. It is near about 7 lakh metric tons. And our requirements is double, like 14 lakhs metric ton. And the shortage is near about 7 lakhs metric ton. We will have to depend on import from other countries like China, India, or other countries. And so, however, increasing of bulb onion production is highly necessary in our country. And introduction, soil moisture and some micronutrients are most important factors that the yield and yield contributing characters of the bulb onion production. Mulch reduces water losses, resulting in more conservation of soil moisture and production cost, whereas the irrigation increases the production cost. Zinc and boron have significant effects on bulb yield development and applied in when it is applied in combined instead of single. However, artificial mulching by using polythene sheet and zinc and boron were applied in this experiment to show the effects in the onion production. Objectives of our experiment: to observe the effects of moisture management, emphasizing mulching effects on growth and yield of onion, to show the effects of boron and zinc at different levels on growth and yield of onion, to exhibit the combined effect of zinc and boron on growth and yield of onion where irrigation is not available. Materials and methods: this is the picture or map where we have done our experiment. The location is the field. It was trialed in the field of a farmer in Govindpur in the western district of Bangladesh at Rajshahi. It was in between latitude 24 degree and longitude 80, and the soil is the texture silty loam. It's containing pH 8.3 and AZ11, that means high Ganges river floodplains. There are 32 AZ in Bangladesh. It is one of them. The climate was, it was winter, and we conducted our experiment from November 1st, 11 to 15th April 2012. And short day duration the plant was. And that time unexpected small rain was happened there. Usually that time in that place is rainfall was clear, sometimes absent. Okay. This table we collected from the weather station of Shampur near our experiment. It shows the average temperature, humidity, rainfall, etc. And cultivation practices. We have prepared our land by mold board plowed for 4 times plowing, and the spacing of plant is 4 into 10 into 10 centimeters. And we have applied our manures and fertilizers under these rates, and pesticide also applied, Miral and Rubral. Miral was applied in the before final plantation and final preparation of our land, and the Rubral was applied 3 times at 2 weeks interval during our before harvesting. And weeding was applied when it was necessary in the bare plots whenever necessary. Irrigations were already done in the different treatments. The treatments were, we followed the split plot design experiment, And there are three factors. There are three factors we followed. Factor one is moisture management. It has four steps. M0 is no irrigation, and M1 irrigation during transplanting and day after 25 days after planting, and natural mulching. And fourth one is plastic mulching, that is M3. And factors B, levels of boron. We use three levels of boron, and B0 0 kg, and B1 2, B2 4 kg per hectare. And factor 3 is using zinc. It has four levels, 0, 5, 8, and 12.5 kg per hectare. Unit plot size was 1 meter into 1 meter, and the total unit plot was 144. Design and layout, we followed this design in our experiment. And these are the different photographs we have done in our experiment. The first one was preparation of seedling bed before transplanting. Actually, in Bangladesh, we did not use, our farmer did not use plastic mulch. This is the first time I worked there, and that is why farmers cannot take it easily. So, first one is preparation of seedling bed before transplanting. And during the transplant of onion seedlings, the second one, the third one was moisture conservation. I have to explain them how moisture was conserved inside the plastic mulching, and they can understand really after completing my experiment. And the fourth one, growth stage of onion seedling at 30 days after transplanting. And these are the different stages of growth stages of seedlings of onion. First one is onion growth stage is 45 days with 4 kg per hectare with plastic mulching. And second one is 45 days after days after planting, and it was mulching with 12.5 kg zinc per hectare. And the last one was used 45 days after planting, 4 kg boron and 12 kg per 12.5 kg per hectare zinc with plastic mulching. These are our combined effect. The third one was, last one was. And these are the pictures, the photographs responded well. The first one was onion responded well to plastic mulching with 4 kg boron per hectare and 12.5 kg zinc per hectare, where irrigation was not available at 60 days, the final stage. And the second one was shows the entire field. And the final one was the difference between mulching with others and without mulching. The first one is onion harvested from plastic mulch plot with zinc and boron, and onion harvested from natural mulching. The last one was the data collection. We collected our data in the different parameters: plant height, number of leaves, fresh weight, dry weight, seed meter, and bulb weight, etc. And result and discussion. This table shows the moisture management of plant height and number of leaves of onion at different days. Here we can see the M3 means mulching. By using mulching, plastic mulching, we can get the highest plant height at 30 days, 40 days, and 60 days after planting. And the same was number of leaves. And this also show the moisture management on growth, yield, and yield contributing characters of onion. This also shows the when we used plastic mulching, we got the significant effect, and significantly greater than fresh dry weight of leaves, fresh dry weight of bulb, and diameter, seed diameter, bulb diameter, and bulb yield. This table show the boron effect on plant height, number of leaves of onion at different days after planting. Here also we can here just boron effect. We can see the third treatment, that is B2. When we use 4 kg boron per hectare, it shows the greater effect at plant height at 30 days, 45 days, and 60 days after planting. But number of leaves showed the just 30 days after planting, it shows the effect of significant effect. and this table shows the boron effect on growth and yield contributing characters onion. And here also you can see the 4 kg per boron hectare per hectare. While you use this amount, we get the highest or significant effect on fresh dry weight of leaves, fresh dry weight of bulb, and seed diameter, bulb diameter, and bulb yield also. In case of zinc, this table shows the plant height, number of leaves of onion at different days after planting affected by zinc. Here we also see that when we use the 12.5 kg per hectare zinc, it shows the highest plant at 30, 45 and 60 days after planting, but no significant effect were showed in number of leaves. And this is the second zinc effect on growth yield contributing character of onion. Here also we see the weight as it is fresh or dry, and weight of bulb, seed diameter, bulb diameter, and bulb yield. Here also we get the significant weight than the other treatments by using 12.5 kg zinc per hectare. This is the interaction effect of moisture, boron, zinc on plant height of onion. This is also the interaction effect of moisture, boron, zinc on plant number of leaves of onion. This is also interaction effect of moisture management, boron, zinc on growth and yield of onion. Actually, this is the effect of this table shows the effect of yield. That is why we can give the emphasis on this table. Here we see that the final table is little bit bigger. There is the final action. When we use M3, B2, ZN3, this treatment means M3 means mulching and B2 means while we use 4 kg boron per zinc, boron per hectare, and ZN3 means 12.5 kg zinc per hectare while we use combined effect. That shows the significant effect on fresh and dry weight of leaves, fresh and dry weight of bulb, and finally bulb yield. So we can conclude that among the different levels of moisture management, plastic mulching performs the best of producing the highest bulb yield of onion. And the second one is the best level of boron, that was 4 kg per hectare, performed the best for producing highest bulb yield of onion. And the zinc was 12.5 kg per hectare. And finally, we can suggest that the combination of plastic mulching with boron 4 kg per hectare and zinc 12.5 kg per hectare was better to get higher yields of onion bulb under our AZ-11 in Bangladesh. That's all.
Mr. Azad can take a question or two while I load the next speaker, if you have any.
Thanks to all.